represents the foundation of this country. It's the freedom, the independence, the self-reliance, and the accountability. And this is one nation that was created under God.
But it's freedom. It's home. It's every sacrifice that's been made by every man and woman that's watched defending.
America is freedom. You know, we have the opportunity to live free. You know, every time we go to a radio show, we get to stand for the flag and remember that.
The American flag has withstanded war after war after war. It's been tattered, it's been tested, and it truly stands as the greatest image of America.
Well, there's a lot of people that didn't get to come home. That don't get to stand. Part of standing is standing for things.
It was empty.
There's graveyards all over the United States filled with men and women that didn't have that opportunity that we have. We can't take it lightly.
No matter where the enemy takes them, foreign, domestic, it doesn't matter. They're willing to go through the hells that it takes to keep us free. And yet the only thing that we're asked to do to honor them is to stand up and honor the flag, you know, that they fought for.
I don't do it out of obligation. I don't do it because I'm told. I don't do it because I was trained. I don't do it to be bold. I stand for our national anthem because I'm forever grateful to be free. I stand for the anthem to respect those before me. We have wounded warriors who would return only if they could. Doing more for this country than any single person should. Stand up. Their lives were given for you. So as long as the Star Spangled Banner yet waves, I stand for the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Thank you. once in a lifetime concert experience as they celebrate their 50th year. And now, the greatest country band of all time, Alabama.
Thought it was last, thought it was last, that's how it made me. taking some time to erase me from my memory.
Kentucky. Further up the hall.
my dreams. Gave you everything. I opened up my heart. And I gave you my dreams. Well, I spent days and nights just thinking about the
sing a song.
Thank you.
Taught us how
In this day and time, how many people, there's somebody in your life that you wish you could hug one more time? You wish that you could kiss one more time, tell them that you love them one more time, just tell them that you care about them.
I can testify to that. Hey, it's been up and down, round and round, get to where I'm at. You can see how I'm living in this old car I drive. Well, you probably wonder and even wonder why I even want to stay alive. Give me one more shot, I get it all I've got. Let me open my eyes to a new sunrise, I pray. Give me one more chance. I'm at the dance and dance. I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. Taxes or the weather today. Go on and on about things that are wrong with New York to LA. But that's just not my nature to sit around feeling sick. We're only here for a while, so why not smile? Ain't living in all that bad, so give me one more shot. Let me open my eyes to a new sunrise. Give me one more chance. I'm on a dancing day. I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. When I look around, there's lots of folks. We're so just thank the good Lord and ask him, please give me one more shot. I give it all I got. Let me open my eyes to a new sunrise. I pray. Give me one more chance. I learned to dance and dance.
Now that it's only working a lot better.
tonight. It's my right, oh, so right. Thank you.
all in a circle. That this was a different time zone. So we had to play the first set up here on Bardstown Road. We had to play the first set in our street club. The guy said, "You better be happy you made it. Because when I was fixing to fire you, I was fixing to fire you." So we went. Got their own time, and that was our experience. And we learned that the time is different in Bowling Green than it is in Wood. True story. Well, you know what? You know what? And you know what? Gonna clap my hands one time. Clap my hands two times. Hands three times, then we're gonna stomp our feet. Woo. Well, I think I'll sing for that song, for that song, for that song, Dixieland. We'll be right back. happens to be from Bardstown, Kentucky. So, Johnny Conway, come up on stage. Don't sit on your ass no more. That's all you've been doing all night. Hustle, make your money. Tony, don't say what you want to say. Say hello to your folks. Hello, Kentucky. What we want to tell you is Tony wanted to manage the group Alabama when nobody else did. Everybody said the group were over with. So we thank Tony for that. Y'all give Tony Conway a big round of applause.
This is the guy that put together one of my favorite concerts I've ever saw was The Highwaymen in New York. Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Christopher Robinson, and Johnny Cash. All those guys. Tony put that whole show together, the whole tour and everything, and it was one of the best concerts I've ever seen, Tony. Sure was. One more round of applause for Tony Conway.
That's enough. Well, I was talking earlier about going to school at Jacksonville State University. I actually did get a degree. And while I was there, I made friends with a young man, the late Rhubarb Jones. He was a local DJ on the local AM country station there in Piedmont, Alabama. He later went on into Montgomery, Alabama and became a legendary DJ there. Then he really became famous at a radio station in Atlanta, Georgia. And through the years, he kept telling me, he's like, I got this guy I want you to meet. I want you to meet this guy. So finally one day, I got the chance to meet that guy. And the guy that he wanted me to meet was Danny Thomas. So after that meeting, Danny expressed to me that he would love how the country music business get involved in raising money for the children at St. Jude Children's Missions Hospital. And as fate would have it, in 1989, Danny was to speak to the country radio seminar in Nashville, Tennessee. That's where all the people that play country music go for a convention. Danny became ill and he couldn't make the trip, so they asked me if I would go. Once again, I just followed my heart. And I said what I thought Danny might say, would y'all get together and raise money for the kids at St. Jude? Since that time, thanks to country music listeners, country music radio, the DJs, the songwriters, the artists, country music has raised in excess of $950 million since that time. And this song has become synonymous for me, a song written by Becky Hobbs. And I was scared. Then a kind old man took my hand and led me. Mama couldn't see him, but I knew he was standing there. I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayer. Oh, send this song out to all the 4-H kids.
all the FFA folks out there, getting ready to vote FFA, 4-H members, or whatever. Also send out to all the farm folks out there, ranchers and farmers. And especially to all the armed forces, servicemen who got served.
an old town. That feeling that I wanna leave behind. Oh, I'm down to the river, where my fishing line. I'm at the Cow Mountain, my supper time. Tommy Hart on drums. From PA, it's
Warren Mode on keyboard. Kimo Forrest from Hawaii on guitar. Chip Davis on keyboards and vocals. Needless to say, we miss our cousin Jeff Cook. God would keep Jeff in your prayers. He's not doing too good. This is a song we wrote for Jeff. Me and Chip and Billy, his brother, wrote this song for Jeff. It's called Jeff's Song, and we hope you enjoy it.
We've had it all, more good than bad. We felt it all, the happy and sad. But in the end, it's been worth everything that we went through. If you forget, the best with that guitar in your hands. I was amazed, just like all of your friends. The crowd on their feet every night, to your foot stomping green fiddle tune. And if you forget, we'll remember.
This young man here, I don't know what his name is. So. Got too close to
Weston.
My guitar tech, Slohan, was with me for a long time, but Reba McIntyre had more money than we did. He doesn't know it, but we don't pay very much. What's your name? Weston. Weston is from the state of Alabama, so we'll give Weston an applause. If I was guessing, I'd say that Weston can play the hell out of this guitar. I won't get
you hold of it. You don't let that name
show up.
No.
Let's do one. I'm in the
Got home, and I got
Thank y'all. We're just playing over in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, with a club called Mr. Keys. Had a songwriter buddy of ours come out, but said this wrote a new song. Thought Alabama might like it. We did. We listened to it about 50 times on the bus that night. Recorded it about 2 weeks later. Y'all sing along with the oldie but goldie one time. Here we go.
Thank you. It'll be 60 and 5.